Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I am your host, Keithy Langston, and today we're going to be talking about another great hit song from my favorite band, the Foo Fighters. And of course, I am talking about the song Walk. So if you want to click on the link, watch this with us in 3, 2, 1. We'll do a little talking about this song and the video itself. So, of course, this is was released as a single on June 17th, 2011. It is from the album Wasting Light. Wasting Light was released on April 12th, 2011. But this is also, Wasting Light's not the only place that you're going to hear the song Walk. It's actually heard in a bar scene in the background and also on the end credits to 2011's Marvel movie Thor, which was kind of cool. I remember going to see Thor and kind of leaving the movie theater going, yeah, man, they're putting a friggin' song in there by the Foo Fighters. I was all excited. But it's also been used a few other times. HBO used it during their promo to promote their 2011 summer fall programming lineup. It was a downloadable song for the video games Rock Band 3 and Rocksmith. It was in the Robert Zemeckis movie trailer for Welcome to Marwen, as well as being in the opening chapter of the Dresden Files novel Cold Days, I guess if you're excited. Los Angeles Dodger AJ Ellis, who is a catcher, uses it as his walk-on song, which is kind of cool. And it's also was in used by the WWE when their Hall of Famer Edge, Adam Copeland, in AEW, for all you wrestling fans out there, was inducted into the 2012 Hall of Fame. They use it as his video game pack, or his video package, so excuse me. As far as its chart appearance, it did hit number one on the US Hot Rock and Alternative Song for Billboard, as well as the UK Rock and Metal, and Canada's Hot Rock Billboard, all the way up to number one. That's kind of where it tracks as far as single digit. A lot of double digits on there, and all over the place. For Billboard's Hot 100, it peaked at 83. For the US, and the UK single, it peaked at 57, and in Canada's Hot 100, it peaked at 49. So, modest hit. I mean, it hit number one, which is kind of cool on a couple charts, which is nice. Year ending, for 2011, for Billboard, the US Hot Rock Songs was all the way up to number three, and oddly enough, in 2012, it still peaked at number 17 for the end of the year. So, did some pretty good numbers there. It is platinum. It's certified platinum, the single itself, in Australia, Brazil, and Mexico. And in the United Kingdom, it's listed as silver. No information on where it ended up in the United States. But, that's okay. Wasting Light itself is a great album. That's another great bang. I mean, I love the Foo Fighters, so I'm going to love everything that they put out. But that was another banger of an album. As well as a banger of a friggin' tour, I might add. But that went all the way up to platinum, over 1 million sold in the United States for the album itself. So pretty cool about that. Getting to the video on this song, I do want to say that it's actually heavily, heavily influenced by the Joel Schumacher 1993 film Falling Down, starring Michael Douglas. In this video, Dave Grohl is playing Michael Douglas, and if anybody hasn't seen that movie, I mean, it is 1993, so it is, you know, over 30 years at this point, but the movie is basically about a frustrated man who is sick of sitting in Los Angeles traffic, and he decides to walk home, and as he walks home, he kind of runs into the plight of America, let's just say, and various points becomes kind of a vigilante. And this movie, or this video itself, is obviously tongue-in-cheek with that, where, you know, you have such things as various members of the Foo Fighters coming up trying to stop Dave Grohl from just walking home, and then it reminiscent to the movie, all the things that kind of happened that Michael Douglas ran into happened to Dave Grohl, with similar results, I might add, in this video. So take it what you will. But the song itself is playing behind it. I mean, some interesting notes about that. The man you can hear playing the organ is actually the Wallflowers keyboardist Rami Jaffe. He also contributed to three other songs on Wasting Light. So that is Wallflowers dipping in a little here. On April 9th, 2011, on the episode of Saturday Night Live, it was the 10th time that Dave Grohl had been on the show, and they performed this song on that episode. It makes him the musician with the greatest number of appearances as a musical guest on the show, and I thought that was kind of cool. I'm trying to think if the Foo Fighters have been on since. I mean, I guess it wouldn't matter because he would just be breaking his own record, but I feel like that's kind of cool. I will say that they did perform this at the 2012 Grammy Awards. They won 5 Grammys at the ceremony. Best Rock Performance and Best Rock Song for this track. Best Hard Rock Metal Performance for White Limo. Best Rock Album for Wasting Light. And Best Long Form Music Video for their documentary Back and Forth. Grohl said he accepted the award for Best Rock Performance. We made this one in my garage with some microphones and a tape machine. The human element of making music is what's important. Singing into a microphone, learning to play your instrument. It's not about what goes on in a computer. Pretty cool. I will also say that the video itself did win the Best Rock Video at the 2011 MTV Video Music Awards. So, Dave Grohl, once again, hitting it out of the park. The video ends with I'm assuming it's the Los Angeles Police Department. It's kind of goofing around with the band, obviously, after the ending of the movie. If you've seen it, Michael Douglas' character has a little bit of a run-in with the law. So, like I said, again, this is kind of tongue-in-cheek there at the end here. But Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, Walk, amazing video, amazing song, amazing album, amazing movie, Falling Down. Definitely one of the classics out there. I feel like a long-forgotten classic by Michael Douglas, so check it out. And check everything else out that we have here on the Place to Be Nation pop experience for the video jukebox song of the day. I am your host, Keith E. Langston. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a great night. Take care. Bye-bye.